Welcome to this version of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hope you're getting ready for the holidays and another weekend to kick back or struggle with the real tree that you're going to put up in your house, right? We're having this wicked argument about real trees versus artificial trees and which you prefer. Do you end up spending a couple $100 and you've got some tree crammed in your attic that you pull down, woohoo, put it up, and then there it is, and it's perfect? You don't have to worry about needles dropping on the floor or any of that kind of stuff. Lame. I'm all about the real tree. So many of you listening to us in Washington, the great state of Washington, awesome trees there, Oregon, the Midwest. I'm thinking of some of the forests where there are Christmas tree farms, and I can't believe that if you're close to those Christmas tree farms, that you are getting an artificial tree. And please don't tell me it's made in China. Don't call this show and say you have an artificial tree made in China, or we're banning you. We're banning you for like a week. All right, speaking of Christmas trees, the Christmas tree was the thing in Washington, D.C. You know, they do two big Christmas tree things, I think, in this country, as far as big lightings and big celebrations. Of course, there's all kinds of festivals and that kind of stuff surrounding that in town squares. But I'm saying where you always get the obligatory headline, and it's always about what kind of tree it is. But this is the national Christmas tree. You had the New York thing at Rockefeller Center where traffic was jammed up because the president was in town for three fundraisers, and some people had to have a very long commute home because the roads were jammed because, you know, so many roads were shut down. But the president left New York and was back in Washington for a big moment. The new national Christmas tree is just south of the White House. That's where it is now at this point. And it's the start of the Christmas season. They light the tree in a ceremony just after dark on Thursday. It's a 26-footer, by the way, a Colorado blue spruce. And it was planted in March on the Ellipse. It's a park that is right in between the White House and the National Mall. It's a really actually pretty area. And strong winds knocked down the previous tree, which had been in the park since the late 70s. So that tree was there and then replaced it. And the president, of course, was on hand to talk about Christmas. And he weaved in the troops in his message.
Let's give thanks and honor to our troops and our veterans and their families who've sacrificed so much for us. And let's welcome all those who are happily coming home.
Yeah, that is the good news. This was something that was planned, of course, through the through the previous administration and in Iraq, ultimately, Nouri al-Maliki, that was what he wanted. He pushed for that date to happen. But that's fine. Everybody comes back in December, except for those that are left behind in a base, and of course some of the diplomats as well. And in Afghanistan, 2014 is now the targeted date. Maybe it happens a little bit sooner. But I thought it was apropos that he threw in something about the troops, because that is something to be thankful for. Without a deal, you know what the Christmas tree is worth? I was shocked when I heard this is a Christmas tree. Think of this tree. I just kind of described it to you and where it is, and then they light it up and put all the stuff on it. The Christmas tree is worth $2 million. Do you know that this is the 89th time they've had a holiday tree lighting? It started actually with President Coolidge back in 1923. Well, there's nothing cool about the argument as we turn to politics of another sort in Washington over Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Of course, the CEOs were grilled over spending that was certainly questionable. Both of the heads testified of those two groups on Thursday. Edward DeMarco, who's the acting guy for the Federal Housing Finance Agency, and Charles Haldeman, who's the CEO of Freddie Mac. Michael Williams is the guy for Fannie Mae. I just want you to know their names, the bad guys. And they were asked to testify or justify that what their spending decisions were, including $74,000 for dinners during a conference. I talked about that on a previous America Tonight. You know, the story breaks. Jeez, this is how much they're spending. So we're spending all this money. We've helped tank the economy. We have people we can't afford to lose, so we got to pay them at least $900,000, and they have to get a bonus, because if they don't get the bonus, they're going to leave. They're going to go to some other competing company. They'll go to another company, and they'll get that money. And how are we going to turn things around? But yet we want you to also give us more money. Ah, stupid. So they were asked about pay. They were asked about pay, what we've all been so furious over, and they're justifying paying employees between 2.8 and 3.5 million because they say the top dogs in that line of work have to be paid that money because they got to make the risky decisions. And then if they make the wrong risky decision, oh, well, I guess if they get fired, they leave with their $3.5 million. Rough times for Fannie and Freddie. If they only knew how ridiculous it sounds, and then actually thought about it, that if you're going to go to this conference, you're going to spend how much money when you're asking for money? How about a moratorium on conferences? What are you doing at these conferences that are helping to change what's happened with Fannie and Freddie and put it in the black? How about that? All right, this one I love too because it shows you when somebody points out what's really going on, when some story breaks or something that starts to make the conversation bubble over. It's why I say power to the people. If you think you have no control, trust me, you do. If you got enough people organized and you bombarded a certain senator or congressperson or whatever, change happens then. So the Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs, they had a hearing as well, lots of hearings going on, to talk about the laws that prevent members of Congress from having or engaging in insider trading, I guess is the right way to put it. Senator Gillibrand from New York said before the committee that the Stock Act would ensure that Congress, the members of Congress, their family members, all that, wouldn't be able to do that from the trading security-based information that they get from their congressional services. They wouldn't be able to use that. I think that's probably a very wise decision. Boy, it'd be pretty easy to pick out the stocks when you know what's going on. Let's call my brother-in-law and tell him they might look at that because we're going to make a law that's going to change what's going to happen to that company. So, Executive Director for Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington was saying that the current laws don't do enough. Of course they don't. And people have taken advantage of it. They've abused the idea that you're a congressperson. And yet nobody has been prosecuted for insider trading. No one's been prosecuted at all. Of course it has to be transparent. They have to disclose documents and their investment portfolio. You want to represent people and you're making laws. Of course. Doesn't it seem like a no-brainer? Why wasn't this discussed years ago? Nail the score, coming up next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family? Modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free sample kit of emergency food, simply call 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Don't wait. Call now because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Who's it going to be this week? Certainly not the Eagles, as they were thrashed on Thursday Night Football. Seattle took care of business 31-14. Oh, the Eagles are the worst. Calling them the dream team was the worst label since Super Committee this entire year. Ridiculous. And it's done. It's in the books. So that game's out of the way. Maybe it's going to be the Bears and the Chiefs, or perhaps the Steelers and the Bengals. That might be tough to call that one. I'm not so sure. I was looking at some of the games beforehand. Texans and the Falcons. That one, the Falcons, I think, should prevail, maybe. Cowboys and the Cardinals, Packers and the Giants, I don't know. We'll see. So without further ado, Donovan Madsen, who has really increased his muscle capacity, I guess, because poor guy, we were making him lift the super computer each and every week.
Can't we get a laptop for this?
Let's call Ted Anderson right now and see if it's in the budget. Ted, please, we need a laptop, something lighter. It's just not fair. Oh, I'm not liable for your back surgery. I'm just saying that. All right, let's let it fly, Donovan. Ooh, sweet. This will be an interesting game, I think. You know, I was talking about games too tough to call. I'm not so sure what giant team shows up, but the Giants and the Packers, that is the game of the week. It's an afternoon game, 4:15 kicks in the East Coast, and the Packers are 11-0. What would possibly make anyone think that the Packers are not going to win this time around? That they're going to lose to the Giants? What giant team is going to show up? You know, if you just looked at stats, I always say this. That's why I wrote this book called Level the Playing Field, by the way, a couple of months ago. And that's what I say in the book. You just don't know what's going to happen. To me, when you read stats, it doesn't tell you the story. Where's the story? Because if I just looked, if someone just handed me a sheet and said, oh, hey, here's Green Bay in New York, and you just want to look at what's going on there? Well, of course, Aaron Rodgers is the man. He's blowing up everything. He has almost 3,500 yards and 33 touchdowns, and they are just rolling on all cylinders. They won the Super Bowl last year, as you all know. They have a good chance to repeat. It's certainly at least win the NFC, I think. But Manning, Eli Manning, you look at his stats, and he has almost as many yards as Aaron Rodgers, less touchdowns, 20 to his 33, but the stats don't tell you anything. Even if you looked at the interception ratios and whatnot, that doesn't tell you what's been happening in these Giants games. The Giants are 3-2 at home, so this is a home game for them. They're 6-5. I just can't imagine that this is the game that the Packers are just not going to bring it. They're going to have a letdown. The Packers are favored by 7, if that means anything. But we could analyze this. I always say this, and this is why I throw this caveat out there, because I know there's people that are listening to America Tonight, and they're saying, oh, I don't know anything about football. I'm not going to make a guess on that. But it's easy. Because you have a great chance to beat me, trust me. In tonight's game, I'll give you a great example. I picked Philadelphia. What a crappy pick that was. And my philosophy behind that was, okay, the Eagles are on the road. Seattle's not that great. They struggled themselves. And you got to figure, you know, maybe Vince Young gets it together. He did in the previous game. And Andy Reid's on the hot seat. They're okay on the road. They had won a couple away. That philosophy blew up in my face. They barely put up any points. They had 7 points heading into the halfway point to the 17 the Seahawks had. And then the Seahawks just quietly put up more points. So 31-14, that's what I mean. You could look at it from any point of view, and it didn't work for me. So enough giving you the explanations. I'm just going to dive into it. The Packers and the Giants. I'm picking the Pack here, and I think they more than cover that 7. We don't care about point spreads for our purposes for Nail the Score. But I think the Packers win it, and I think they win it pretty handily. I'm going to say 28-17. So maybe not as high of a scoring game as the Packers are capable of doing, but they win this thing. They win this. Come on now. Let's go to Jose in Kentucky. Jose, can you see? What's going on, Jose?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, aren't you? I always ask you this, but I'm pretty sure you worship the Cowboys, right? You're a Cowboy guy.
That's right.
Well, you got to be happy with how the Cowboys are rolling right now, anyway.
Well, I don't know. They just barely win on Thanksgiving. I mean, by 1 point, what kind of game is that?
Oh, that game was crazy. If you had looked at that game and then you turned away in disgust because you thought, oh, my gosh, you're going to lose this, and then the comeback and that kid, Dan Bailey, how he's made 26 field goals in a row, he'll break the record. He'll set the record for the Cowboys if he makes another one. They have to have him. He has to be money for them. He can't afford to miss any because you're right. He's settled 4 games for them. It's crazy. They're like a heart attack. And the week before it was an overtime game. So they are heart attack football.
Yeah, they are. I mean, you don't know. The good thing is that they are in a winning streak. So we want it to keep going that way. But they got to win convincingly if they're going to make it in the playoffs.
Yeah, and ultimately they're going to have to get by this team that we're talking about now, the Packers in the NFC, because that's all roads I think are going to lead through the Packers, and it's not to say they can't on any given Sunday. You know, they got DeMarco Murray, the kid that's running the ball is phenomenal to watch him. So who knows? We'll see what happens. But we don't care about that game right now. We don't care about the Cowboys and the Cardinals. We care about the Packers and the Giants. What do you think, Jose? What's your guess?
I'm going to go 31-17. The Packers, of course. What are you waiting for?
I thought you were gonna. I was waiting to take out your legs and thinking you're gonna say the Giants, and I was gonna say, oh, you need to get some sleep, brother.
Yeah, whatever. Well, you know, I mean, who's gonna pick the Giants? I mean, like you were saying, this is the game that they're probably not gonna be worried about it and stuff like that. But they're gonna come and they're gonna play it like if it's time to show up.
Yeah.
I think that this is the game where they're going to have to win convincingly, so everybody else is going to be like, we don't want to play the Packers. And this is a team we don't want to see in the playoffs. We want to see them probably in the championship. That's it.
Yeah, I agree, because that would make a big difference. Jose, have a fabulous weekend. Thanks for the call.
Hey, you too. Thank you.
All right, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, or a lot of people like Dave in Vermont, send me their guesses the second it leaves my lips to americatonight.net. We'll make sure we squeeze them in. In fact, I'll read them off so that you feel comfortable and you know that we have it recorded. Let's go to Chris in Connecticut. Hello, Chris.
Hi, Kate.
Hello. I'm doing good. What do you think? Who do you like here? Do you like the Packers or do you like the Giants?
Packers.
Of course. I was going to say, there's no way. You're a smart lady. You were going to pick the Giants.
No way. No.
What's the score?
27-17.
Hey, what's the weather like in Connecticut?
It's pretty nice today, 50. But tonight is a little chilly.
A little chilly. Well, you know what? You want to keep the winds, you want to keep the snow and the heavy rains and all that away because you don't want to go without power. Did you get hit with a power thing the last time around?
No. We're lucky.
Oh, good for you because, boy, a lot of people did.
Oh, I know. It was bad.
Oh, wouldn't that be the worst? Wouldn't that be the worst if the power goes out right before the games? Well, what do you do?
A generator.
That's right. You have to have a generator.
That's
on this show, we talk about survival. You'll hear commercials. It's really true now with the way power goes down. You've got to have some kind of a generator if you want to be able to sustain yourself for at least a day or two. Hey, Chris, good luck.
Okay, Kate, take care.
You too. So she says Packers 27-17. Jose likes the Packers. I bet you no one's, not any of you are going to call, even if you're Giant fans. You're going to weenie out on this one. You're not going to call up and say the Giants. And, you know, at some point, the Packers could get knocked off. I just can't imagine it's going to be, they're going to have a great game, the Giants. 800-259-5791 or americatonight.net. A couple ones coming in from the web. This one comes to us from Nathan. Nathan says, finally, I decided I'm going to try to nail the score. Kate, I think the final score is going to be the Packers are going to attack the Giants. The final score is going to be 48-28. Really, mark my words, it's going to be a high-scoring deal, but definitely Green Bay wins it. All right, more Nail the Score coming up around the bend.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts, a gift that could truly make a difference? Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally C. Why Ally C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally C. For more information and to order Ally C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichhealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichhealthproducts.com for your Ally C today.
Score game this week. 800-259-5791. We've got a couple of guesses via the internet. Mike Trom, Packers 37-24. Dave in Vermont. Boy, he's been emailing this show for a long time. He says, hey, Kate, a nice silver Xmas tree with the changing lights from the 70s. Dave, that is lame. If you just tuned in and you haven't heard me talk about this before, I don't know how this started, but there's a little argument that has been raging here for the last couple of shows about real or fake. And get your mind out of the gutter. We're talking about trees, artificial trees or real trees. I'm from the real tree deal. I mean, it didn't matter if it was 20 below. When we were kids, we were out there with our mother running up and down the tree farm to try to pick the best tree out. And she was so picky that it would take a long time. You'd be there with hot chocolate. It was a whole big deal. And my poor brother, because, you know, when you're the son, as you get older and you can do it, you have to really be responsible for the tree. You gotta make sure it's in that stand and make it straight and all that. But it's worth it. It's like it's the deal. Versus some silver tree or some flocked fake tree. I don't get it. So I'm going to say boo to that. But Dave in Vermont says Green Bay wins this, and his guess is similar to Mike Trom's. He says 35-24. So far at this point, we don't even have any takers for the Giants. And, you know, it can happen. I'm just saying. Let's go to Jay in Kentucky. Hey, Jay.
How you doing, Kate?
Good, man.
Well, they're real close to the guesses there that I had set aside. I see him throwing for four touchdowns and kicking a couple field goals, and I see Eli throwing for three touchdowns and a couple field goals. I see a 34-24.
34-24, that's good. Boy, everybody's right. Well, the Packers, right?
Of course. But you know what? Eli Manning has seen an undefeated team before, if you think
yes,
about it.
Yes, he has.
It's kind of scary.
Yeah, and it can happen. I mean, listen, that's what happens. This has been a very weird year in the NFL. It has been.
Real or fake, huh?
Yeah, I'm saying you're real.
Well, nothing says happy birthday, Jesus Christ, like killing a tree, so.
Listen, you can recycle it. You're terrible.
We'll see you later, Kate.
Oh, you've been on a roll lately. Bye, Jay. Let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick.
Hello.
Hello.
Nailing time.
No, it's nailing the score time.
Oh, well, you need to take a poll and see if everyone wants to change to nail and Palin.
Yeah, you're so funny.
I think you should have moved your show to Georgia and been on Herman Cain's front yard and wait on Herman to show up tomorrow.
Oh, please. And see what happens. See if the fireworks go off.
The yard. Fireworks already went off.
Yeah, they did already go off.
Yeah, he forgot to tell his wife about this woman. For 13 years, he forgot to tell her. So.
And, but she, all she wanted was money, that's all.
Well, sure. I wouldn't mind if somebody paid my bills every month.
I was just thinking the same thing. You just read my mind. That's fine.
You know, Sarah Palin wants to pay my bills, that's fine to me.
Exactly.
Do we call Newt Gingrich King Newt or Emperor Newt now? Because he claimed he's already got the nomination.
Oh, he didn't. He's very confident, but it's a far cry from over at this point.
Well, according to him, he already won it. Today he won the nomination. So. That's not how we're going to address him, King or Emperor. So, well, I got the Packers at 31, Giants 10.
Oh, 10. I love it. Yeah. Rick, I bet you're a fake guy. I bet you have a Charlie Brown Christmas tree that you got at Kmart.
You cut the tree down, well, the bird's going to build a nest.
I knew it. You're as bad as Jay. All right, Rick, take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Have a good weekend. Let's go to Dale in Illinois. Hey, Dale.
Delaney?
Yeah.
I don't want to kill a tree for Christ. I mean, is that the slogan now?
I don't know.
Yeah, and what's with you saying to cut the power off right before this game?
We don't know what the score is.
That's pretty communistic, you know? I'm going to report you to the ICC or whoever it is. Okay. Is this game in New York?
It is in New York.
Okay, I got to go 27-21 Giants.
Ooh, are you serious?
Well, of course not.
27-21 Giants? What? I know you're gonna win now. That's what's gonna happen.
Yeah, that's gonna be. Hey, what kind of prizes we got right now?
Well, actually, we have some good prizes. You know, Jay, yeah, who just made that little joke, he ponied up even this. He threw this into the mix that he would give you a $50 gas card or $100 if you rent a cabin in the Smoky Mountains, laying on the table. But we have your own personal library. We've got gift certificates to Chili's, the movies, you know, AMC theaters, all kinds of stuff.
Well, I just wanted to prepare. You know, I have time to...
for the loot.
Now, what did I say now? 27-21 Giants?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, you're locked.
Well, I'm going to hang up and go talk to my other communistic friends, I guess.
Thanks. You have a good one, Dale. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Let's go to Phil in Missouri. Hello, Phil. You're on Nail the Score. Hey.
Yeah, I lost my signal there right a few minutes ago. I'm back now, but I'm going to go Giants. Like I said, Eli found a way to beat the Patriots when they had all the little shenanigans going along their way that the year they went undefeated. So I think he'll do it again, 27-24.
Wow, you are just like Dale, 27-24. You know, maybe you guys were onto something. Certainly can happen. You said it. They were able to slay the Patriots. But I just think Aaron Rodgers is so tough. And I don't know. It's in New York. They do have that advantage. It's in New York, and that can make a difference. That crowd, if they get ahead early, will get pretty loud.
Yeah, Peyton's out, so he can give Eli some pointers if he's checked out the Packers. So got a good source of info right there.
No kidding. And, you know, it's interesting you bring up Peyton, Phil. It's, I guess the fusion in his neck is now better. He's certainly not going to be back this year, but he's definitely going to try next year.
Oh, I hope so. He's been total class.
I know. I love Peyton Manning. I agree with you. You know, I've had the pleasure of interviewing a lot of interesting people in my broadcasting career, Phil, but I talked to Peyton Manning a couple of times, and one right when he even came out of school, when he came out of Tennessee, and just such a great, great guy. He's a great kid coming out of school, and he still is that same class act. So I hope he's back. You are locked and loaded. Thank you.
All right. Thank you much.
All right. You have a good weekend. Giants 27-24. Don't know what's going on with Phil and Dale, but let's see what Tom in Kansas says. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Kate. How are you? Good.
Good.
Maybe there's something in the water there in the Meadowlands. I don't know. But I don't think it's enough to slow down the Green Bay Packer wagon.
I agree. What do you like for Green Bay? What do you like the score to be?
What I've seen of the Packers and what I've seen of the Giants this year, the Giants will be tickled pink to score so much as 14 points. But I'm going to pick 38-10.
38-10, wow. Ooh, you're just like Rick in Illinois said 31-10, so 38-10. Tom, it's good to hear your voice. I'm glad that you called us again on Nail the Score.
I'm just throwing that out for what the heck is... making picks with a friend this year, I just ran into the basement. half these teams, you don't know which team is going to show up which Sunday.
Oh, I know. I know. It's been a rough year, Tom. Absolutely.
College ain't any better.
Yeah, that's true. I've had a rough time in both. I've got a pool, and I've had a rough time in both of them. Yeah,
like in the ACC and
yes,
with Duke and Boston College.
Yes,
which team is going to show up when?
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you have a good weekend. Thanks for the call and good luck. It's true, but you know, both in college, the predictability is kind of off when you get out of the top, certainly when you gotta get out of the top 10, but it, definitely in the NFL. If you're in any kind of a pool, you may be struggling. I don't know. I'm somewhere in the middle. I'm not at the bottom, but I'm not at the very top either. I can't believe some of the things that have happened over these past couple of weeks. And I'm sure we're going to see some upsets this week and some surprises as well. All right, this is it. If you want to get in on the action, now's the time to do it. 800-259-5791.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldway.com, that's oneworldway.com, to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325, that's 888-988-3325.
Long Range Patrol Ration Entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
In 2009, several international scientists concluded the WTC buildings were blown up by nanothermite. So what actually happened on 9/11? An experienced physicist with a PhD in applied physics at Caltech has published an online book about this disaster, National Swindle of the World Trade Center. This factual analysis includes 37 color photos in 7 chapters. Download it now for less than $13 at sealane.org. That's S-E-A-L-A-N-E.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America tonight, and the game of the week is the Packers visiting New York to take on the Giants, of course. What Giant team will show up? A couple of people are drinking the Kool-Aid. Phil in Missouri is, and so is Dale in Illinois. But everybody else so far has the Packers, including Aaron, who says, come on, what's going on with Dale in Illinois? Usually he's on the money. I've heard him call your show before, but I think he's having a rough night. No question, without a doubt, Packers slaughter the Giants. Final score is 36-17. The line, just for grins, is 7, Green Bay by 7. So that's not a huge line, but that's not necessarily a surprise. Some of the Green Bay games have been tight, but Green Bay, usually in the second half, and especially in the final quarter, that's when they really... you in most of their games have been able to pull away. Like I said, they just got stronger off of last year after winning the Super Bowl. And you can look at the numbers. See, that's the thing. It doesn't really tell you. It's like when you read a map, and I am men. I'm going to give this to all you guys. I'm just going to give you the props. It's true. Men are better at reading maps than women. There's no question about it. Because when I look at a map, it's like gibberish to me. my directions are, I don't care if you're going across the country or you're going around the block and then going down the alley 2 miles, it's about landmarks. So if you just look at statistics, it doesn't really tell you. Green Bay has won 17 straight. That's four just short of an NFL record, including the playoffs set by the Patriots, rather, 2003 and 2004, if you remember that year, that season. So you look at the Giants, and they don't look like they could put up a very big threat, I think. They absolutely are struggling. They, you look at how many yards that they've allowed, and they've lost three straight. They allowed 577 yards in the loss Monday at New Orleans. Oh, that total was crazy, 49-24. But so maybe they're, if you wanted to look for things in this game that might turn it around for New York, I guess you could look at the fact, you could say, well, you know, New York's behind Dallas in the NFC East. They were throttled on the road. They have a history of beating unbeaten, you know, of ruining unbeaten seasons. They did that to Denver, if you want to go back to the late 90s. And they've done it before. They did it to New England, of course. And then they won the Super Bowl against New England. That was a great Super Bowl. I mean, that may be one of the best Super Bowls that I can remember. One, certainly of all time, it would make the top five list. So this could be what they do again. But they have the worst rushing attack. Oh. Oh, they need Ahmad Bradshaw. That's what they need. It's just abysmal. And that's why that's one of the reasons that they're struggling, because they don't have a balanced attack. And it's showing up big time. All right, let's go to Herschel in Missouri. Hey, Herschel.
Yeah, how are you tonight?
I'm good. Are you going to pick those Giants?
No, I'm not.
Good.
I say 45, Green Bay, 24, Giants.
Woo! All right, Green Bay does it. All right, thanks, Herschel. Good luck to you.
You have a good day.
You too. Let's slide on to another part of town, in another part of Missouri. Ann, hey, Ann.
Hey. Wake up, Tina. What? I just cussed.
I know. It's been that kind of week for me, too.
First off, it's not always true that just guys can read maps.
Oh, come on.
My dad had to turn it upside down. if he was going south, he had to turn the map around to the south so he could see where he was going.
That's hilarious.
But I can read maps.
Really?
It's sure nice having a GPS.
Yeah, I like the GPS better. Even if they're going to dump us eventually off a cliff, I'll take my chances versus the map.
Yeah. I'd like to see you go to college, guess the score.
Maybe we'll do that. We'll take it under advisement.
Yeah. I was thinking the other day, and then it dawned on me why you might not, but I forgot what my reason was. Okay, I say it's going to be let me try the Giants. See, I'm still an hour behind you, so.
That's all right.
When you announced that you were an hour already out.
That's okay. Throughout your guess, I'll tell you if it works.
I say, the Giants, 27, and in Green Bay, 21.
No, can't do that. Dallin, Illinois has that. You could do 27 something else.
Okay, 27-24.
Can't do 27-24,
27-17. See, I haven't heard that yet.
27-17?
Okay.
Oh, you said that reluctantly. That could be the score. I like that because they're not putting up much. Chris in Connecticut has Packers 27-17, so you have the mirror opposite of Chris. I like it. 27-17. Good luck, Ann.
Thanks.
Think of that
Merry
reason.
Christmas.
You too. Think of that reason of no college football. I used to cover college football. It was fun. just as unpredictable as the NFL this season. We've already discussed that. All right, more Nail the Score, 800-259-5791. But first, let's go to Sports Shorts. Trash talking is nothing new in the world of sports, but the fines for blue language gives new meaning to putting your money where your mouth is. That's next on Sports Shorts with me, the Sports Princess.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nesquik. Try Nesquik 4-packs, perfect for lunches and great for kids on the go. Look for it in the juice aisle. Snack time is a great chance to sneak extra calcium into your child's diet without making him feel like he's eating something he doesn't want. Serve up dairy-rich foods like smoothies, flavored milk, frozen yogurt, and string cheese. He'll love the treat, and you'll love knowing how good it is for him. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
NASCAR is pretty intolerant when it comes to laying the hammer down for letting certain gestures and language fly on and off the track. Recently, driver Kurt Busch was fined $50,000 for flipping the bird to another driver at the Sprint Cup finale in Miami and verbally abusing a reporter. When Roger Goodell took over as the commissioner of the NFL, he made it pretty clear he was willing to hit anyone connected to the game in the wallet if he felt they needed it. And not just the athletes. A few weeks ago, Jets coach Rex Ryan, clearly frustrated in the game against the Patriots, came out of the locker rooms at halftime and yelled an obscenity back to someone in the crowd who screamed out that Belichick, the Pats coach, was better than him. Ryan paid the price like Bush, and both, by the way, apologized afterwards. For the record, the NFL, which can often make close to $1 million a year in fines, dumps the money back into a fund for retired players. I'm the Sports Princess with Sports Shorts. Fines, they add up quickly. I was thinking of all-time fines. There are certain players that just don't care, and they have had to pay a ton of fines over the course of their career. Each week in the NFL, especially that, like I said there, that's a thing with Goodell. He really laid down the hammer as far as that, as far as fining players for hits and that kind of stuff. But across the board in sports, that's the case. I like the fact that the NFL, they throw it into the money for the retired players. Some of the other sports do the same thing in the NHL with the fines that are leveled there. They do, at least a portion of it goes to the retired players as well. Good luck to everybody who tried to nail the score. If you just sent me an email, don't worry, we'll get it in the books. Let's see if it's the Giants or it's the Packers. Flip a coin.